Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here with Dr. John Woodland, who some Fine Music Radio listeners may have heard of. And we're here in the dome, the MacLean Dome of the Observatory, in Observatory, and we're talking about musical things because he is going to have a musical event taking place here, which you can hear about nearer the time. And that'll be advertised on Fine Music Radio. But we wanted to talk a little bit more generally about this relationship between astronomy and music. And some listeners may have heard the phrase music of the spheres. What do you understand by that, John?
Hi, Ketchel. And isn't it refreshing to be here in this glorious acoustic on this, what we call, outside broadcast of the MacLean Dome rather than in our usual FMR studio? But yes, absolutely. I mean, since time immemorial, as most folks will know, you know, people have looked up at the stars and wondered, you know, how does it all fit together? What am I doing here? What's the place? What is the meaning of it all? And have also imagined this kind of link between music and perfection, harmony, the spheres, the way everything in the universe kind of seems to lock together in the way maybe the notes of kind of music and harmony do. So a lot of the music we will be presenting here in this space has been inspired by, or is written by, composers who've been inspired by the heavens, whether that's in a kind of more technical sense or an astrological sense. One thinks of Holst and his planet suite, for example, or maybe their shared dual lives. So one of the pieces we'll be singing as part of our recitals here in the MacLean will be by William Herschel, who was an important astronomer. He was Astronomer Royal. He discovered Uranus, the planet. He was also a composer. He wrote a lot of music. Apparently, he and Haydn, a very important classical era composer, were good friends. And apparently, Haydn says it was after a visit to Herschel in his observatory that he was actually inspired to write his oratorio, The Creation, all about the start of, well, life, albeit maybe kind of from a biblical point of view than the Big Bang or a scientific worldview. But Herschel's very important. Not only did he compose and write music, and we will be singing a Te Deum that he wrote, so that's a hymn of praise. So again, this interesting juxtaposition between the sacred and the secular, a hymn of praise to God, but in, if you like, the sort of secular scientific workspace, the space of the observatory. And there's a very important link to Cape Town here, because William Herschel's son, John Herschel, spent a lot of time in the Cape, was an important astronomer himself, was also a botanist, did a lot of work with his wife cataloging the flora on Table Mountain, and importantly, when Darwin visited the Cape as part of his Beagle voyage, he and Herschel met up and had some important discussions. And Darwin later recognized the importance of those discussions with Herschel in formulating his own ideas. So it's very special to be able to bring William Herschel's music to this place in South Africa where his son John spent a lot of time, and then the sort of synthesis of that art in the scientific space.
It's going to be a wonderful occasion when you actually have your choir here singing away. And there are a lot of musicians who are involved in some way in mathematics and the other way around. Children get streamed into the sciences or the arts at a very, very young age, when in fact, I don't think that there is a very clear distinction between the two. But particularly historically, you know, you're mentioning these very long historical links, which go even further back. I think Aristotle was the first who wrote about the music of the spheres and was trying to find some, you know, grand unified theory about how all the mathematics of the movements of the planets, how that mathematics, you know, chimed with other theorems around at the time. Scientists have been trying to do that ever since, to sort of link the music and mathematics. I'm not sure how far we get with that, but it's certainly a very, very interesting and beautiful way of looking at the world.
Fully agree, and we really need these days people, leaders, scientists, investigators, humans who have this holistic appreciation of both the arts and the sciences. It is, I think, a pity and problematic how we have dichotomized them over time. The British philosopher C.P. Snow warned us about 70, 80 years ago about these two cultures that were emerging. We have the scientists on the one hand, and we have everybody else, or if you like, the the artists, the economists, and so on the other hand, the social sciences. And he made the very important point that these two communities are not talking to each other as much as they should. In fact, they're establishing their own kind of jargons, their own ways of talking, but all the problems of our time, the great challenges humanity faces, one thinks of climate change, clean energy, neuroscience, are going to require interdisciplinary approaches that really span and bring together the arts and the sciences, never mind the fact that we as humans are meant to enjoy and appreciate both curiosity and inquiry and creativity, whether that's in a scientific sense or an artistic sense. So I really feel very strongly, and I'm campaigning, that's one of the reasons we wanted to do this recital, is to start bridging these two worlds and show that it can be done and hopefully inspire others to do the same. Because our institutions, our society doesn't make it easy, as you suggest, from a very, very early age at school, even at university level, we're encouraged to pick one path and stick to it and almost discouraged from dabbling, which is a pity. And I think we're losing so much in that.
Very eloquently put, John. But now it's time to wrap up and to tell the listeners that if you would like to hear more about the concert, then listen out for further broadcasts about this wonderful concert. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much, Ketchel, and wishing us clear skies.
Indeed. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. Both of us.